on Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine Week. How do we protect overstressed areas of the brain? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Arturo Bravo, associate professor of neuroscience, looks into this question.
Neurons exist in the central nervous system, including the brain and retina. Unlike most cells in the body, neurons do not divide after a certain age and can be replaced once they die. So it is important that we protect them from stress. Many diseases affecting the eye and the brain, such as retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, Alzheimer's disease, and glaucoma, can cause this dangerous stress in neurons. My collaborators and I work with Mayanox cells, which were discovered several years ago by my colleagues Mindy Josh Weinstein and Jackie Gerhardt. These cells play an important role in normal development of an embryo, but they may be just as important in protecting those delicate neurons. What we found is that these cells migrate to areas of stress in the brain and the retina. We also know that by adding Mayanox cells in these areas, we can protect the neurons from dying. For example, for someone with retinitis pigmentosa, which involves a breakdown and loss of cells in the retina, this could mean prolonging their vision for several years, allowing them to see their children's and grandchildren's faces, and live a relatively normal life for a longer period of time. Much still needs to be learned about the role of Mayanox cells in neuroprotection, but preliminary studies are promising. My colleagues and I are very excited to better understand their role and to work towards effective therapeutics for many diseases and disorders.
That was Arturo Bravo of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.